Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with me today on this Tuesday. I think that all of Derek Prince's teachings are powerful because they're based on the Word of God, which is the most transforming book, the most transforming information in the universe. But I will tell you that what we're dealing with this week, I believe, is exactly where most of us are. Derek is teaching on Life's Bitter Pool, a whole series this week on how life brings disappointments, pain, disillusionment that can then be transformed into bitterness if we allow it to be. And as the Bible says, when we give ourselves to bitterness, we're poisoned. We don't have any place or any usefulness to the Holy Spirit, and we really can head in even into immorality. And the reason that I think that this is so important is that, you know, life is hard. Life is difficult. If you consider what everybody in this audience today has experienced, oh my goodness, deaths and divorces and failures and wounding and embarrassments and all the horrible things we experience of life. And the gospel is not that Jesus will give us a rose garden and we'll never experience any of those. The gospel is that Jesus gives us the grace to go through those. In fact, the Bible actually tells us we're going to experience those things. Those things are going to occur in our lives. The issue is, can we take hold of Jesus to come out on the other side, pure and whole and pleasing to Him? That's what Derek's talking about. And you can imagine my excitement. I pastored for 21 years. I know what people go through. I know their pain. I've been through some difficult things in my own life. And I know that one of the great keys to life is to battle the battle against bitterness. So let's listen to Derek now as he teaches us on life's bitter pool.
Yesterday, I painted for you a picture of Israel's bitter disappointment. They'd had this glorious victory. No doubt they felt that all their problems had been settled once and for all. And then they went 3 days in the desert without finding water. They were thirsty, hot, weary, discouraged. They saw this pool of water gleaming there in the sun. But when they ran to it and stooped to drink, it was too bitter for them to drink. A terrible, bitter disappointment. You know, in speaking to large and small congregations at different times, I've often asked people, how many of you have had to struggle with disappointment? And very few people in such a congregation would say, I've never confronted disappointment. It's one of the things that come across our way. And really, what I'm speaking about in my talks this week is how to understand and face disappointment and get the best out of disappointment. You see, the people were unprepared. They just assumed that everything was going to be easy from then on. There would be no more tests of their faith. But God was not unprepared. God knew what to do. He had the answer. The people grumbled and got nothing. Moses prayed, and God showed him the answer. God had that tree ready. He knew what was to be done, but it was only through prayer that Moses could find the solution. And I pointed out in my talk yesterday two lessons that apply from that story for you and me today. The first lesson is that great victories prepare us for great testings. They don't indicate that there'll be no more testings. The second lesson was that the bitter pool was in God's program. He led them there. He had a purpose. And then I said yesterday that we still come to bitter pools in our lives today. And I gave you some examples. A broken marriage, a business failure, a health breakdown, disillusionment with a human leader, or perhaps even with a human parent. Today I'm going to make a further application of this story. I'm going to speak on the purpose of testing. You see, the question in our lives is not whether we will experience testing, but only how we will respond to the testing. The testing there at Marah exposed an area in the character of the Israelites that needed to be dealt with, an area that was expressed in grumbling. Let me tell you this, that the Bible has nothing good anywhere to say about grumbling. And grumbling is a way not to solve your problems, but to magnify them. It's not the way out of your problems to grumble. And if When you come under pressure, you begin to grumble. Then you are like the Israelites. There's an area in your character that needs to be dealt with. God knew that area was there all along, but he had to let you come to the bitter pool so that you'd find out what was really inside you. You see, that act of grumbling indicates lack of faith, lack of gratitude, self-centeredness, a lot of things that are serious problems and that hinder our further progress in the Lord. The Lord had a lot further for Israel to go than the pool of Marah. He really was taking them to the land that he'd promised. But they weren't fit to make the full journey to the promised land until that thing in their character, which was exposed at Marah, had been dealt with. So when you come to your Marah, your bitter waters, and you begin to grumble, realize that there's something in you that has to be dealt with. And God brought you to that place that he might deal with that thing. But he can only deal with it if you cooperate. You see, the Bible warns us clearly that we are going to experience testing. It's stated many times. One particularly clear passage is in the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. I never read those words without asking myself, is that how I react to trials of many kinds? Is that how you react to trials of many kinds? When you're walking with the Lord and you're confronted with all sorts of trials, do you consider it pure joy? Do you say, hallelujah, praise God for this trial? Or do you do what the Israelites did, begin to grumble, Lord, why did you let that happen to me? God, I thought you had this situation in control. Now I don't know what to do. Let me read on what James says. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
You know, one of the frustrating things about the scriptures, and therefore one of the frustrating things about Derek Prince's teaching, is that where we want to be angry and bitter about our disappointing experiences in life, Derek, instead, because of course it's in the Bible, says, no, these were there for a purpose. God had a purpose for these difficulties. And what it does is it transforms our experience. It causes us to look at what we've endured in terms of a work of God in our souls and a redemptive process of God, all things working together for the good, rather than just our raging anger against what we've had to experience. Listen, if you've missed any of this teaching, or you think you might miss some of what's coming this week, log on to our website at DerekPrince.org, because you don't want to miss any of this. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now for a limited time, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95, a savings of 16%. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Very glad you're with me on this Tuesday. Particularly glad today because of what Derek Prince is talking about. He's teaching a series called Life's Bitter pool. And I can tell you, as a man who pastored for more than two decades, that bitterness is the force that threatens to absolutely make many Christians worthless in the work of the Holy Spirit. You may wonder at my strong words. Acts 8, the apostles said to Simon the sorcerer, who had become a Christian, "You have no place in the Holy Spirit's ministry because you are poisoned by bitterness." Boy, those words put the fear of God in me. So listen, let's get a pen, let's get a Bible, let's be taking notes, because this is transforming material as Derek Prince teaches us on life's bitter pool.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. I never read those words without asking myself, is that how I react to trials of many kinds? Is that how you react to trials of many kinds? When you're walking with the Lord and you're confronted with all sorts of trials, do you consider it pure joy? Do you say, "Hallelujah, praise God for this trial"? Or do you do what the Israelites did, begin to grumble, "Lord, why did you let that happen to me? God, I thought you had this situation in control. Now I don't know what to do." Let me read on what James says. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." See, one essential element in Christian character is perseverance. Until we achieve perseverance, there are goals in God which we can never attain to. And perseverance is brought out by testing our faith. You see, there's really only one way to learn perseverance, and that is by persevering. And in order to persevere, you have to be in a situation where perseverance is needed. James says, "Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." That's God's goal for you. Mature, fully grown up, complete, a fully rounded Christian character, not lacking anything. Do you want that? Do you want to be mature and complete, not lacking anything? How could you wish anything else? All right, then you have to go through the processes. And the process may include your particular Mara, your particular bitter pool. You see, when you come to the bitter pool, there's just two alternative responses. The people grumbled. That was the response of unbelief. Moses prayed. That was the response of faith. Which will you do? Next time you come to that bitter pool, which are you going to do? On the shore of that bitter pool, Moses prayed. He cried out to the Lord. There was no other source of help but the Lord. And when Moses took that course to pray rather than to grumble, the response of faith rather than the response of unbelief, God responded with a new revelation of himself. And that was God's purpose in bringing Israel to that bitter pool. He had something for them to learn, and he set them in a context, a situation, where the revelation he had for them would be appropriate. He responded with a revelation of himself. It was a double revelation, and I'm going to deal with that more fully in my following talks this week. First of all, he revealed to them the tree, the means of healing. Second, and more important still, he revealed to them himself in a new aspect, the Lord, their healer. That was his ultimate objective in that experience at the bitter pool. But today, I just want to point out to you the principle. The principle has been summed up very succinctly in a statement that I heard somebody make once, and actually I really didn't like the statement when I heard it first time, because I thought, you know, this doesn't suggest that life is going to be the way I'd like it to be. But the statement was this: man's disappointments are God's appointments. I've said already that a disappointment is one of the things that nearly all of us face, and disappointment really is bitter. It is a bitter pool. When you've had your hopes set high and you're moving forward and everything seems to be going right, and then it all falls apart, it crumbles, and you're left with nothing but disappointed hopes, that's a bitter pool. But what I want you to grasp today, I really want you to take this in. God led you to that bitter pool. He has something good for you at the bitter pool if you respond the right way. Man's disappointments are God's appointments. It's something to do with human nature, but when everything's going well and life is pretty easy, most of us tend to be somewhat superficial. We'll be content with the status quo. We'll be content to go to church and pay our tithes and say our prayers and lead a fairly respectable kind of life. But God has got something much further and much deeper for us. And so, somehow or other, he gets us to the bitter pool. And in the depths of agony and disappointment, we cry out as Moses cried. And then we get that much deeper and fuller revelation of God, which only comes on the shores of the bitter pool. So if you've faced a bitter pool, or if you're facing a bitter pool, just bear in mind that your disappointment is God's appointment.
You know, Derek has just touched on one of the great arts of life. It is to see the places of the bitter pool in our life actually as potential oases, to recognize that God has a glorious redemptive purpose in the very valleys of our experience, that he's going to teach us how to farm the valleys so that we can bear good fruit from it. I'll tell you, some of the great saints in the history of the church, like George Whitefield, one of my heroes, an American evangelist, actually a British evangelist who ministered in America, he said that a Christian's suffering times are his best improving times. And I'll tell you, that is the gospel of Jesus. At the hands of God, the hardship becomes the place of oasis. Coming in a few moments, my friend David Holland's going to be with us, and we're going to go deeper into this teaching by Derek Prince and in the Word of God to see how we can apply this to our lives as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now for a limited time, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95, a savings of 16%. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you are with me today for today's very powerful topic on bitterness, disappointments, how we overcome them. And to help us make practical application of this, one of our producers, David Holland, is with me. David not only is a man who works in media and consults in businesses and writes, but he's also had a very important pastoral role. And I think he's going to help us put the practical touch on what we're hearing today. David, great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Stephen. Really strong, good, important teaching from Derek today about the role of testing related to bitterness, as Derek pointed out today. Often a time of testing follows a time of victory or breakthrough, just as it did for the children of Israel in the wilderness. You have a breakthrough, you have a victory, you're on the mountaintop, and frequently in life, right behind one of those experiences is a time of testing. And frankly, testing is not a prospect that most people get excited about or look forward to. Most of us, when we hear the word testing, we think back to our time in school. And there are people who absolutely get paralyzed when they think about the prospect of having to take a test. In education, there are people who are brilliant. They know the material. They've mastered the subject matter, but you put a test in front of them and
They freak out. They
freeze up. And so it's not surprising to learn that when it comes to spiritual testing, as Derek was talking about today, a lot of people face that prospect of testing with a lot of trepidation and even fear.
Well, you know, I think that's true. And one of the things that ought to happen when we become Christians is that we stop thinking of our life as something that ought to be on an upward progress of comfort and material possession, but rather now it becomes a sort of a battleground, sort of a stage on which God is executing his will. And so things are transformed. Now it's not just a hard time. It's a tool in the hand of God to shape us. Now it's not just an attack by the enemy. It's an opportunity to exercise our spiritual spiritual muscles and accomplish victory. Everything, I think, should be changed in perspective.
Sure.
And so now, when we have hard times, when we have difficult times, we shouldn't just confront them as, oh gosh, here comes another bludgeoning. But rather, we're in the school of the Holy Spirit. We're under the sovereignty of God, and all of these things have redemptive purpose. And that I think, is one of the first steps to keeping us from bitterness, because we don't just, you know, see ourselves as cursed, or I don't have any good. I mean, last night I was watching the local news, and a tree fell on a guy's house, and he said, man, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Well, he just sees this as a bad thing that happens. A believer, though, can see a tree falling on his house as an opportunity for God to do something magnificent, test his patience, work Christ-like character into him, make him a better man.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that, I believe, is what it means to be in the school of the Holy Spirit.
Well, God is a good general. He's a good developer of talent. He's a good strategist. And frankly, it would be irresponsible of God to move us into higher levels of authority, higher levels of responsibility, higher levels of impact in his kingdom without having been tested. Because testing does one of two things. And this is why every believer, I believe, should embrace and welcome testing in our lives. Because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I want to make this very, very practical for those who are listening, because I think there's some people who are really suffering in our audience and yet who are receiving hope from this teaching.
Sure.
So let me throw you a curveball. We got a few moments here.
Okay.
I want you to think of a moment in your life where there was a real test, but it came as an opportunity, really, to just sink into bitterness and despair. And yet, because God reached into that situation and transformed it, as Derek is teaching God will do, it became something that actually elevated you, that actually fueled you, launched you further in the things you're called to do. A man of your years and experience and depth in God surely has some he can point to. And I think this would be encouraging to our audience. So can you just name one?
Oh, sure. I could name a number of tests I've failed. And that's an important...
Well, don't mention those. We don't want to talk about
our
failures.
Well, no, it's actually an important point, because testing does one of two things, Stephen, and this is very important for everyone listening to understand. One of two outcomes happens from a test. You pass or you fail. If you pass, it builds confidence. It builds confidence as you move into the next challenge, the next layer of responsibility. You know, David, before he faced Goliath, said, I've fought the bear, I've fought the lion, I can fight this guy. Past testing in the field at lower levels had given David confidence to take on new challenges. So one possible outcome of a test is that you pass. Another possible outcome, frankly, is that you fail. But what failure does is it shows you what you need to work on. And that is tremendously valuable. And that's the example from my life. There was a period of time in my life when frankly, I had an opportunity to get bitter. When somebody essentially betrayed me. Somebody I had invested a lot in from a business standpoint, from a relational standpoint, and really gone out of my way to set them up. They frankly betrayed me. It was a typical backstabbing type of situation. And frankly, I did not respond as well as I could have or should have. I think I failed that test. But what it revealed in me were some areas of insecurity and some areas in which I wasn't depending on the Lord. And the failure in that test revealed some very important things to me. God used that time of testing in which I didn't really come through with flying colors. And yet, it shone a light on some things I needed to work on that I could work on and then move on to the next level going forward.
Well, that's wonderful. And that is where I think a lot of our listeners are, and that they're looking back over their lives and they're saying, man, I have just been in a darkness and a bitterness and a despair ever since that moment. And of course, the good news of the gospel is not only can those past moments be transformed as we live them out, but also we can confront our future moments and our bitter pools in a fresh way. David, it's just great having you with us again.
Always, man. Always good.
Love your pastoral insight. Love your wisdom. Listen, if you've missed any of this, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. And you'll find all the rest of this teaching, other teachings, great information about what's going on at Derek Prince Ministries. You absolutely want to stay connected to us that way. We will be continuing this tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. This is so powerful, so transforming. But that is all the time we have for now. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own set of Derek's CD teaching series, Finding Your Place, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic 4-CD series is yours for the special price of $14.95. 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261.
In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.